I'm now joined with Dr. Noreen Burke, Director of Education for Galway Atlantiquaria, to speak about the Marine Institute's Explorers Education teacher training courses that are available in 5 counties this summer. Good afternoon, Noreen. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Johnny. It's my pleasure.
First of all, Noreen, the teacher training courses, they're due to be held this summer between 4th and 8th of July inclusive. Tell us about the various education centres and what counties they are based in.
So, Johnny, we are absolutely delighted to be in 5 locations this summer around the Irish coastline. We are in Galway with Galway Education Centre. We're down in Kerry with Tralee Education Centre. In West Cork, we're with West Cork Education Centre. And then we're very lucky to be working with Waterford Teachers Centre as well, and with the Blackrock Education Centre in Dublin. We're also going to be on the shoreline with all of those courses because that's a really, really important element of the Marine Institute's Explorers Education Programme.
Okay, so tell us all about the course itself and what it entails.
So the course is about incorporating curriculum subjects and the marine together. So bringing them together and showing teachers how we can bring the ocean into multiple aspects across our classroom activities. The course, as I said, is mentioned a lot on the beach. So in Galway, we will work on Renville and Ballylahon and Grattan Beach, and we'll be based in the Marine Institute. Down in Kerry then, we'll be based in Spa National School, and they're so lucky because they have the beautiful Feenit Beach really nearby. In West Cork, we'll be based in Bantry, so we'll head to the shore there. And in Waterford, we'll be down on Tremore Strand. Blackrock, we actually haven't decided yet which beach we'll head to in Dublin, but the courses are all about looking at the curriculum subjects such as literacy, numeracy, science, geography, history, even things like well-being, my place and space, you know, and bringing marine topics and ocean topics into those curriculum subjects.
Okay, so the course involves field trips to the seashore for teachers themselves, which is great. Is it true that the teachers will be provided with a pack of Explorers teaching resources to take back to their classrooms?
Yes, they do. So when we're working throughout the week, we base a lot of our content, obviously, on the Explorers materials that are available on the Explorers website, explorers.ie. But the lesson plans and the activities that we do and the teaching planning guides and the posters, all of those things then are provided to the participants at the end of the week once they finish the course. So not only do they have the learning that they have taken part of during the course, but then they have the materials and the resources to bring back to their classroom and to access online with their students so that they can use them.
Okay, so as you mentioned already, part of the course relates to learning about the work of Marine Institute, ranging from marine research and so on, and bringing the seashore back to the classes, but also fisheries, the environment and climate change. Tell us more about this.
Yeah, so it's really important for us in the Marine Institute Explorers Education Programme to bring in relevant innovation and research and the work of the Marine Institute so that the children of today know as they're growing up our incredible marine resources and the work that's been carried out around them. So when we are doing the course, we're also there to provide teachers with updates of that work, be able to give them a bit of background information into the Marine Institute, into marine science, into things like the Ocean Decade and the Sustainable Development Goals as well, you know, particularly for SDG 14 and life underwater. We know now, of course, you know, we're in the middle of the Ocean Decade from 2020 to 2030, and we know how important it is to make that link between science and people and have people connected to the science that's going on. So to be able to share Irish research and science with teachers so they are, you know, they're really, their eyes are opened to the wonderful things that are going on around us, and also be aware of maybe the actions we can take to protect our ocean as well, because with the largest marine territory in Europe, you know, it's such an amazing resource. It's so important that we understand that importance, and also, you know, the impact of our actions and how we can take positive actions for it.
Okay, I presume this is the first time the course will be physically face-to-face since the start of the pandemic.
Yes, so the course itself has actually been running for over 10 years. It started in Galway, and then we moved to having a course in Dublin as well, and then we moved to Kerry and to Waterford. And during the pandemic, we had an online course that was run through West Cork Education Centre. But this will be the first time we're back on the beach. We're back doing face-to-face courses since 2019. And we're really excited to get back working with teachers again, getting hands-on with our inquiry-based approached activities. And of course, as I said, that field work out on the shore, listening to the sound of the waves, being able to smell the seaweed.
Absolutely, and I'm sure it's most welcomed. What kind of reaction or feedback have you had from teachers over the years in relation to it?
Oh, teachers love getting out. I mean, I think that's one of the really lovely things about this course, is it is very hands-on, very activity-based. We are asking teachers to participate all the time, to do the activities themselves, get out on the shore, go looking for the seaweeds, go looking for the seashells and the fish, you know, create their own seashore guides so that they then have that to bring back to their students and their class. And the fact that you're out in nature as well, you know, even if it means pulling on the welly boots or the hiking boots and your oil skins because there's a rainy day, you're still out in the fresh air, you know, so it is. It's really nice after a year of being inside in the classroom. Teachers generally love that fact that we're just out and about and, you know, just experiencing nature all around us.
Absolutely. Sounds great. By the way, I forgot to mention that this is all aimed at primary school level, isn't it?
It is, yes. Sorry, okay. Johnny. I probably should have mentioned that at some point.
No, that's a really good fact.
Yeah.
Not at all. Some people are aware of it anyway. And over the years, how had primary school pupils reacted to the whole programme?
I mean, I just feel blessed every day really going to work, you know, when we're working with Explorer Schools. Children are amazing. We do webinars all the time. We do classes. We work with schools. And it's just an amazing topic, you know. It's not really like we have to sell it. Children are interested in the ocean, they're interested in marine animals, they're interested in the environment, they're interested in nature and what they can do to help now. So we have a captive audience that will engage with us and talk to us and share their questions and stories and experiences. So with the vast, vast majority of students, it's incredibly positive. And I suppose the fact that we're working so much outdoors as well, so the outdoor classroom on the seashore, means that for children maybe who maybe struggle with that classroom environment or maybe struggle with, you know, maybe I'm going to say, you know, lots of facts or writing information, the kind of approach we take with questioning and exploring and doing inquiry-based approach, STEM subjects and content, means that that gives those children an avenue, you know. So, yeah, there's something in it for everybody, really.
Okay. And the teacher's course, it's certified, isn't it?
It is, yes. Yeah. That's really, really important. It is certified. The courses are, there's 20 hours of content between Monday and Friday. And then that's all done through the education centres themselves. We have roll books and the teachers sign in every morning and afternoon, but they're certified, so they'll get their EPV days. And we also have an online course this year, which if teachers can't avail of the 5 face-to-face courses but would still like to get involved, we have an online 20-hour course which will run through Mayo Education Centre, which is also certified, and teachers can get involved with that, Johnny.
So for anyone interested in the face-to-face one, how do they go about booking a place?
On the Marine Institute Explorers Education Programme website, explorers.ie, there is a news article up there which gives a link to all five courses. So you can go in, you can look at that. It gives you a bit more background information. You can click on the appropriate link for the course you want, or you can head to the Education Centre's website directly and you will find the summer courses there. So for example, you want to book the Galway Education Centre course, you can head to the Galway Education Centre website and you'll see the summer courses there. Go into that, click on the one for primary schools, as you mentioned earlier, and then you'll see the Explorers incorporating literacy, numeracy and STEM and the ocean into your classroom. You'll see the course there and you'll be able to book it.
Excellent. And is there a cut-off date for registration?
That's a great question. So there is, though it is generally very close to the booking. So I think for most of the education centres, you can really kind of book up to the week before. However, do be mindful that the courses do have a maximum number. So we can only take 25 teachers on each of the face-to-face courses. And if they book out, you will be put on a waiting list and we can't guarantee that you'll be able to participate. So if you are interested in taking part in one of the Explorers Education Programme face-to-face summer courses, book early to avoid disappointment.
And there's a registration fee of €50, but I assume that's just to cover stationery costs and so on.
Johnny, that actually covers the lunch every day. So lunch is provided for the teachers through the education centres. So they use that fee to actually cover the 5 days of lunch. And then some of it goes towards maybe parking as well, if parking is needed on site. Yeah, so it's basically teachers are paying the registration fee, but that just covers their lunch for free.
Yeah, so of course they won't pay it themselves anyway. The various schools they are employed with will pay for that, or the Department of Education.
Do you know, I think they do actually, they might pay it themselves, but you know, it's actually a question I've never asked a teacher. So there's one for me now. I'll be able to learn this summer because I might ask a teacher that. But I feel like they may cover it themselves, but I could be wrong.
Okay, all right. And as you briefly mentioned earlier about waterproof footwear and clothing for the seashore fieldwork activities, they need to just bear in mind they have to bring that every day.
Yes, please. I mean, okay. Don't get me wrong. I love a pair of high heels, you know, and when it's sunny, it's lovely to have your shorts and t-shirt on. But definitely do be mindful of the weather. This is an outdoor course. At least half of it will be on the shore. And the Irish weather, as we know, can be very changeable and can change quite quickly. I even found that out the other day down in Kinvara. I was in sun 1 minute and the next minute there was lashing rain with the thunderstorm. So do bring along your gear every day, have it there on site, and at least then you're kind of prepared for every eventuality, including the sun hat and the sunscreen, because fingers crossed you might need that as well.
Yeah, especially in July. Okay, finally, Noreen, you mentioned there's a separate CPD online training course. For anyone interested in attending that one, that's from the 4th of July until the 19th of August next. How do they go about booking a place? Or do they need to book?
Yeah, they need to book as well. Now, I don't think there's a maximum number with that one because it is an online course and it's all content, the five modules that are online, it's all pre-recorded content and content that is loaded up, and teachers can work at their own pace with that one. But yes, they do need to book, and they can book through Mayo Education Centre, but also their local regional education centre may have details of that one on their website as well. But if they're looking for more details, they can contact us directly through social media. So the Explorers Education Programme has a Facebook page. It has a Twitter account. We're on LinkedIn. So if teachers do need to, if they have any questions that they're looking for answers, they're more than welcome to message us through those sites. They can also find our contact details on the website explorers.ie. But that online course can be booked through Mayo Education Centre.
Excellent. Thanks for that. Right, so we leave it there for today. Noreen, unless, of course, anything else you would like to mention.
No, Joy, just to say, it's been a pleasure working with all the schools this year for the Marine Institute Explorers Education Programme. We hope lots of teachers will book the course, but for anyone heading out onto the seashore this summer, have fun, enjoy it. It's an amazing space, and the resources that are on the Explorers website they are available for parents, for families, for community groups. Anyone can access those on the website if they're thinking of going to the seashore. There's so much content there for planning your trip, for what to do while you're down there, for what to do afterwards. You know, the resources are there, freely available, funded by the Marine Institute for people to use. So the more people that use them, the merrier. So just have fun on the shore this summer and stay safe.
Sounds great. Noreen, thanks again for joining us. It was lovely talking with you, by the way. Good luck with the courses. All the very best to you. Do take care.
Thank you very much, Johnny. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. You're welcome. Now, that was Dr. Noreen Burke, Director of Education for Galway Atlantiquaria. She was talking about the Marine Institute Explorers Education Teacher Training Courses available across 5 counties this coming summer.